The line broke Wednesday afternoon in the vicinity of Leroy Avenue. About 500,000 gallons of chlorinated sewage flowed into the Hudson by way of the Sawmill River in Yonkers by Thursday morning. A diversion was then set up to discharge the sewage into the river at Sleepy Hollow. Crews worked around the clock to make the repairs as quickly as possible. It was the fourth time the line failed since 2010. Beaches at Westchester's Croton Point Park and at the Phillips Manor Beach Club in Sleepy Hollow were closed. Tom Andrus is president of the Phillips Manor Beach Club.
I believe it's a consequence of the infrastructure, you know, on towns and villages and, you know, being a little bit dated. My understanding is that this particular sewage line is slated to be replaced somewhere in a year or year to 2 years from now, which hopefully will help, you know, mitigate these things from happening in the future.
Westchester and Rockland health officials warned against swimming in or touching the water at all points south of Croton Point Park. At one point, the discharge threatened part of the Ironman U.S. Championship on Saturday, which includes a 2.4-mile swim in the Hudson off New York City as part of a triathlon. The swim's starting point is approximately 15 miles south of the discharge site. The omission coincided with Governor Andrew Cuomo signing the Sewage Pollution Right to Know Act, a new law that requires the quick reporting of sewage spills and leaks. Discharge notifications are currently provided to certain public officials, but not the general public. Ricardo Gotla is legislative director for the New York League of Conservation Voters.
We do have an aging infrastructure in this state, and there's been a lack of investment from both the federal government and the state government, though I have to admit the state has done a fantastic job with the little resources they have. But the fact is we do need to reinvest in upgrading our outdated sewage infrastructure statewide.
County workers replaced a 20-foot-long, 30-inch diameter section of pipe. Officials say all repairs to the broken sewer line have now been completed, and sewage discharges into the Hudson River have ceased. Westchester Health Department spokeswoman Heather McGill responded to a call for comment by email, noting the advisory that had been posted for swimmers and recreational water users from Croton Point Park and Point South in Westchester is being lifted this evening at 11 p.m. because the elapsed time since the discharge stopped would have allowed it to dissipate. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.